Good day, my lamb, Kayla Lomond Vol. Quite a line with Aim, Lachalas Basuri. Aim is also with Zehu Klau, this is a Klau. Ru, Gihol, Nefesh, Mi Yisrael, Hu Mushnash, Mi Ayin Nefesh, Shal Beis Yaakov. Every Nefesh of a Jew has its Shodesh in the 70 Nefoshes of Beis Yaakov. Mi Ayin Nefesh, Shal Beis Yaakov. 70 Nefoshes of Yaakov's family, they mentioned the Chumash, Mushroshim be Ayim Ponim Shal Toga. Their Shedish is in the Shepim Ponim of the Toga. Zer li Uma Zer Osor li Kim. And the contrary we also have, Shekenegit Ayim Nefesh Shal Beis Yaakov Heim Ayim Moshe. Against the 70 Nefoshes of Beis Yaakov of Kedusha, we have the 70 Umais. 70 individual nations, Shekoloshin Veloshin Yeshlo Midoro Bifnei Atzma Mashem Mechavada. Every nation has a certain bad midah by itself, which it's the other nation hasn't got. Machmas Amidah Halolo Heminu Chokim Yayim Ponim Shal Torah. Because of these bad midahs, they are far from the Kedusha, the Shivim Ponim of the Torah. Hukisha Nefesh Shal Beis Yaakov Bo Begolos Tachas Yad Shivim Lashonos. When the Nefesh of Beis Yaakov comes in the Golos, underneath the power of the 70 Umais, Hainat Midas Sayyam Aroyim, the bad Midas, which these 70 Umais have, as Ihi Romas Ayin Kolin. And this Nefesh raises Shivim Kailas, cries out 70 times, Ki Yiladu Shekodim Haleido Yitzayekas Ayin Kolin. Just as a woman giving birth before she gives birth, she has to cry out 70 Kailas. Can I get Ayin Tev Meshav Mizmer Yancho, corresponding with the 70 words in the capital Tilim Chof Mizmer Yancho Shemim Zoro, Shebeloi Zeh, without these 70 Kailas, Yefshon Alelet, she cannot give birth. So Mele the Nefesh of Beis Yaakov, who comes into Golas, underneath the Shivim Umais, and also cries out 70 Kailas. Zeh klal shekol nefesh mi Yisrael kodim shiyesh lo hiskalas b'toido v'avodah. This is the klal of every nefesh in Yisrael before it has a hiskalas, a revelation in toido and avodah. That means an advancement. As I menasin u'mitzarfim es hanefesh b'golos shelayin loshen hayna b'tav yisayin. So they test this nefesh to purify it in the golos of the 70 lashonos, meaning it's put through a test and he's saying of the tavis of the Shivim Umais. Ukeshayibol midas sayin begolos, when it falls into golos of the bad midas, as I hear on the sayin kolon. And this nefesh cries out these 70 kolos. He is galos in the chinas later, because this is galos, this revelation, this thing that is new, is in the chinas of later, birth. Something new is born, chidusha tayra. Advancement to the Madrega and the Torah. Kodem is Galus, Shal Torah before this is Galus of the Torah, and Zahir of the Chinas Ibur. So the Chinas of Ibur, that means before birth. Shal Torah, he nelami menu, kat summon beten ham leah. The Torah is hidden for him, just as in the Inyan of Yubedes, so it is hidden before the leah. The Chinas Anechi has to ask you. Anechi, the Torah is hidden from the person, yet. Haina Begolus, the Midas Roy, Shalayan Loshen. It's hidden in the Golus of the Midas Roy, of the 70 Umais. Kiak Klipo called Milopedi. Because birth means the fruit is going to come out. Before the fruit came the Klipo, the shell around this fruit. Umi Shereitz Alachala Pedi, one who wants to eat this Pedi, this fruit, so for Shabbat, he could have a Klipo. It has to first break this Klipo, the shell. Which means that's the first break, these midas rois and these tavis, before he can get to these galos to the new, to the chidusha teira. Lachain kodem hayas galos, there before these galos, mukhrach hanefesh lachem galos. So the nefesh is forced to come into this galos, hainem midas sehem, and the midas and tavis, because they're shabram, to break them, to break this klipa, to lachayak after this galos, they come afterwards, these galos to the peidus, that comes after the klipa. Vidasha Clolius Lion Losha show me the Sayan Arois Halolu, that the Clolius, the thing that encompasses the evil Midas Tivus of all these Shimumais, he Tivus Neuf. The Utikanat Cloli. To be mistaken, this one Tivut that takes in all of them is a Tikanat Cloli. Mishnah Mishabe, that Taiva Hazayis, one who breaks this one Taiva, Taivas Nia, Hazai Bikal Yochel, the Shabbat Klaat Taivas. Then he can easily break the other Taivas because he has broken the head, the one that takes them all in. Once he breaks that, the rest fall away automatically. Therefore, Meshe Rabbeinu, who was the klal of the iskalas of the entire Taita, Shul Bechinas Das, he's a Bechin of Das, Taita's Das, Giat Taita Nikirod, Eishas Das, Gamis, Meshe Rabbeinu, Oil Begimatria Tariak, also has brought Meshe Rabbeinu's Begimatria 613, Shul Kolius Kola Taita, Tariak is the Kolius of the all the mitzvahs of the Taita. Because he is the Kolius, the Klal of the Iskalas Kolatayda, for which is necessary to take an Akoli, therefore he had to separate himself completely from any notion. As a cause of the Atapaya Medi Modi Hashem said to him, you remain with me. That means you have to be completely Polish Mishta. Bilam, show you connected Meisha to Klipa. Bilam was just the opposite to the other extreme in Klipa, away from Meisha Rabbeinu. Meisha Kosov, he had the Adas Ayin, that he had such a deep degree in Klipa, doctor's degree in Klipa. Gamais, he is Bilam, Menamzin, show the Klipa, can I get a Taylor? Even the letters of Bilam, Menamez, that he is Beklipa, the opposite to Taylor, the entire Taylor. Kibbeis, he has cholos at Teda. The first letter of Bilam, Beis, is Kenegah, the Yascholos at the Beis of Bereshit, the beginning of the Teda. The Lamed, he said at Teda. Lamed is the last letter of Teda, and they call Yisrael. The Ayin, Kenegah, Dayan, Ponon. The Ayin of Bilam, the third letter is Kenegah, the Shib, and Ponon, Shal, Teda. Mem, and the last letter is Kenegah, Mem, Yerim, Shnit, and Teda. So, mainly, we see that even the letters of Bilam are Kenegah, the entire Teda. Umachmas shul beklipo, because he is beklipo completely, lefichach humishuko betaiva hazois b'yosek, which is because of asking this kanti. Because he is beklipo, the opposite of his galas ha-teido, his galas ha-teido requires taking a kloli, he is completely beklipo, so he is the furthest away from taking a kloli, he has the tachos of chila bris, like it says by his osin, asking this kanti, that there was even a chila bris with his osin. Gam Yosef Kedem Shoyes Shavai Yiskalas Batayda Hainu Chochma Bina. Also Yosef Atzadik before he had his Galas Batayda, which is Chochma Bina. Kmeshik Kosta Vedeshis Chochma Kim Labina Tikro. It says about the Tayda Tayda Vedeshis Chochma Kim Labina Tikro. That Tayda is Chochma Bina. The Kedem Shoyes Rochma Yiskalas Batayda before he was Zach. This is Galas Batayda. Hutzrech Lovi Ben Yisoyim Betzidav Betoych Atayba HaKoliyish Ayin Loshnanal. He had to go through a nisoyin, a test, a purification in this Taiva Kolius of the Shivim Umais, Taiva's Nir. By the Shomad bin Yisoyin, because he withstood this test, he passed it, the Shibir at Klipo, Shikot Melopedi, and he broke this Klipo, this Taiva that's around the Pedi of Skalas Atayda, Zochol of Pedi, and Skalas Atayda. If it was out to the Pedi, that's the Skalas Atayda. Shehi Chachma Bina, which is Chachma Bina, Kvashi Kosov, a Novan, Novan Vachachm Kamecha. You see that he was called Novan Vachachm, he was Echot to Chachma Bina, which is a Skalas HaTeira. Tu Bishavil Zedot Shul Chazal, and therefore the Gemara Dashens, Al Posik Achrei Lavavchem, Vi Achrei Nechem, Achrei Lavavchem, Zeho Minus. This is Suru, in Lavchem, that's Bikurs, Vi Achrei Einechem, Zuniyuf. You shouldn't follow a nechem ayin zuniyuf. See that ayin is shivim zuniyuf. Kam shim shim halach achar eino, also shim shim halach achar eino, which means taiva zuniyuf. It's all else the ayin is the shivim umais, this taiva which is called the shivim umais. Kam bilam nekada shisum ha'ayin. Also bilam is called shisum ha'ayin. One eye was open, his eye was cut out, there was a hole there. In his head. Machmashu Kolius Mida Ro Shel Midas Roy Shel Ha'ayin Loshen. Therefore it's called Shisum Ha'ayin. The Ayin means the 70 Umais, the Midas Roy, so there's 70 Umais. Because he was Beklipo, therefore he was cuddled all the Midas Roy of the Shim Umais. Fichoch, therefore, Kishakayim, Pasuk Rishon Shel Kriyat Shema. When you read and you say the first Pasuk of Kriyat Shema, Shema Yisrael, Tzorech lahatzim es eino, the person has to close his eyes, since it's put his right hand over his eyes to close them. the Bechinas Limto Shapirto de Lesla Einen. The Bechina Limto Shapirto de Lesla Einen is the Malchus, the Yinuk with the Zayrampe. Lesla Einen, a lot of reasons given for this, and for Israel. Of course, the fact that the Malchus, the Yinukva, is an Indian of Gevurois, all Malchus in the Gevurois. Lesla Einen, because if she would have Einen, so she can burn with Hath Shal Heves, she could burn up Hath Shal too much. The Gevurois would be too strong. Stam, claim shot here, is it that you Kabul El Malchus Shamayim, and Les La'inen, you have to close the eyes because of that. Ben Azal bring further a different shot. Les La'inen, there's no, because of this, there's no ayin, there's no title of the ayin L'shinus. Tikkun Shalahid Hureis Nus Shavoli Odom, because of Tikkun Abhid Hureis Nus. Of bad thoughts that come to a person, the ticket is Shema Shmal Baruch Shem. Should say these 12 words, which have 49 Isias. This is the ticket for the Hid Hureis Nus. Kitaivas Niyav Fibo Miachidas Domin. Kitaivas Niyav comes from the fact that the Domin, their blood, there is spoiled blood within them. And it comes from the Tchel, Shehi Lilis, Shehi Shivcha Bisho. This Lilus Klipo, the Shef Chabisho, that means a bad maid, the opposite of Gevirto, the opposite of mistress, a maid who is evil, Imo the Edavrav, which is known as the mother of the Edavrav, that the Edavrav come from this Imo the Klipo, come from this Shef Chabisho, that's the Shedish. The opposite of Vahabul, the Ayin Nefesh, which the where the Shedish is, the Ayin Ponim Shal Teder. And this Shiv Chabisha Shehi Malchus Rishor. That's the Malchus Rishor, opposite of Malchus Dusha. Malchus of Dishmaya, on the other hand, they have the Malchus of Dishmaya, the Malchus of Kedusha, who Bchinas Givirta, the opposite of Shiv Chasin Givirta, mistress. Isha Yiris Hashem, Shehi Bchinas Yam Shel Shleimai, Hoi Medes, Al Shneim Osam Bokar. Which stands on 12 bakar, 12 animals, shame, shame, what's a shift they call? Zayikun says it means the Yam Shel Shleimai is the Yin of the Shechina, the Malchus, which stands, rests on the 12 Shvatim, the Shneim of Sabakar is the 12 shift they call. Ukisha Odom, the Kabul Olav Al Malchus Shemayim Be'elab Sukkim, when a person takes upon himself the burden, the oil of Malchus Shemayim, by saying these psukim Shema Baruch Shem, Shekailo as Nishmosai Bishneimosa Shiteko, these 12 words, these 49 letters, stand for the 12 Shvatim and the 49 Isias that are found in the names of the Shvatim. When he says this, and he includes himself in the Shneimosa Shiteko, he separates his neshama from the Edev Rav, which comes from Isha Zayna, she is Shiv Chabisha. That is, you have Shiv Chabisha. She is Mechinas, the place Sarai Givirti, and the Chibanachas. You know, the Shiv Chabisha runs away from Sarai Givirti, then you know the Shechino. She had Taiva by Dachas, and if that is, remember that Taiva leaves by attaching himself to the Malchus Shemayim, to the Gevirta, to Isha Yiras Hashem, so the Taiva leaves. V'yim Einai Mishtadl L'garish Esa Isha Zayna. If he doesn't try to drive away this Isha Zayna, these Taivas Rois, Azayu V'china Shivcha Tidash Gevirta. Then Chas V'Sholom is in a V'china Shivcha Tidash Gevirta. The Shivcha, the evil, inherits, takes over the power from the Gevirta, from the Isha Yiras Hashem. Kibishnei Psukim Elu, because in these two Psukim Shema and Baruch Shem, Yeshud Beis Teves, Negin Beis Shiftei Ko, there are exactly 12 words corresponding to the 12 Shiftei Ko. Umim Tesleisius, Kinegin Mim Tesleisius, Shem Hashem Shiftei Ko, 49 letters that are found also in the 49 letters that are found also in the 12 names of the Shiftei Koh. Uve Kabbalah, so El Malchus Shemayim, Ubechinas Yam Shel Shleimai. When he takes upon himself the El Malchus Shemayim, it's Malchus, the Bechinas Yam Shel Shleimai. Nifrad, Minishmei Seihen, the Erev Rav. And he becomes separated from the Neshamas of the Erev Rav, Shehi Shiv Chabisha, Yisha Zayna. which is the Shifcha Bishra, the evil Shifcha, Yishrezoina, the Tavis Reis, Tavis Kolis. Nechval Bishnishmai Shiftei Ka, Bechinas Isha Yiris Hashem. And he becomes included in the Neshamas of the Shiftei Ka, Isha Yiris Hashem. As I have Bechinas Skida Sinayim, Bishas Kabbalah Samalcha Shamayim, and this Bechina of this closing the eyes. At the time of Kabbalah Samalcha Shamayim, the Haida is to show Shaydei Kabbalah Samalcha Shamayim, that through Kabbalah Samalcha Shamayim, the Bechinas Ulim Toshapir Totalas Lainim. And the Shapirta, Malchus Digdusho, the less Lainin, she had Taivashi Kailalis, Hamid Israel, Shalain Lishinis. That drives away these Ayan Omais, the Taiva Kailalis of the Ayan Omais, comes Nichol and Kedusho. Chalzeg, Shieshla, Yodam Hirur, Bekrebi Alma. All is where the person has Hirhudim just by chance at times. As I died, loy b'amida shnei psukim anal. Then it's enough to tikken just by saying these two psukim with kavana. Aval muchas v'shalom rov will be hidhu shelat taiva kol yisrachmon l'slan. But if he has these thoughts rachmon l'slan steadily, then he yochol yafrid mimeno. He can't separate himself from these hidhuim. As I saw the gamkin lohidet demoyz b'shas kavolas malchus shemayim. And he also has to shed tears at the time when he's saying Shema Yisrael, at the time he calls Baal Shemayim. Yisrael Shad Mois, Hemim Vayisrael Samad HaShchayim. He goes to the Mois, and tears are from the surplus of this Mod HaShchayim. Atzvus. Mod HaShchayim Yitchayil, Shebechinas Malchus, Sarashah, Isha Zayna, Shebisham, that you say in the Erev Rab. Mora Shchaida is Tchayel, the Tikkun Isaiah says, which is, as we mentioned before, the Malchus of Yeshua, Isha Zayna. Hukshemay the demois, when he sheds these tears, Isaiah Nidochen, the Yetzin, the Chutz HaMaisvitz. These tears are the Maisvitz, so merely the tears come out. That means that the Maisvitz are being pushed out. Hainu HaTayvus Nir, Faboy Me'achidas Domim Shol Tchayel, or Me'amaisvitz. What's coming out, these maesers, the taivas niyuf, which come to go to the spoiled blood of the tchel, the shivcha bisha, the koil of nishmosa of malchus shemayim. He includes himself as nishama of malchus shemayim. As there should tag him in his own posig, to be him a bochum pesach el moyed, tag him in his taitas, as the tag him the posig, to be him a bochum pesach el moyed, the Jews were crying at pesach el moyed, bochin v'kod nishma, they were crying and saying Kriyashma. They did this in order to become saved from the Hiru of Isha Zayna, because of the Maaseh happened at the time which Pinchas saved them, which is this Hiru is the union of Klipa which comes before the Pedi. We got him saved from this Klipa to break the Klipa, and to reach the Pedi, to come to the Skalasatoya. Ukisha Boli is Skalasatoya. One does come to the Skalasatoya, as I nasim, a Skalas, Neshamas Chadoshis. Then from this Skalas, there are created new Neshamas. Because the Skalasatoya means the Shivim Ponim Shel Toya. And the Nefesh Shel Beis Yaakov has its Shoyish in the Shivim Ponim Shel Toya. So Mela, when there is a Skalas of Teda, a new Skalas of Teda, Mela, they are created in the Shabbos Chadoshis, new Neshamis. Meshik Tosov, Lamebar Neshmosim Veruchim Chavetim Besatim Veslosim. He had Teda, Sheyeshbo Lamed Bez Nesim Vesachachmo, Lamebar to make Neshmosim Veruchim Chavetim, new Neshamis and Uchais, Besatim Veslosim, and 32, this 32 Nesim Vesachachmo, that's the Asadam Amoris of Chav Vesachachmo, who is lost a Shivshin, in a way nice, at least so, three parts of the Torah. Torah and Ksuvim. Nimtzor, Kishar Tzadik Megala, Ezen Dvar Torah, and the Tzadik Megala, Ezen Dvar Torah, something new in his Kalas HaTorah, as I am waited, Nishmosim, Chavetim, Lechol Echad, Mi'ashem, HaTorah. So he brings down new Nishamahs to every one of those who hear the Torah, Levi Bechinosu, Tfisosu. Korit is Bechina and his Tfisa. Ki HaTorah Yesh Lo Shnei Kechus, Lihomis Lahachias, because the Torah has two Kechus. To give miso or to give chayim. When she goes over something, so the Gemara Dashon Zohar Nasis Loi Sam Chayim, if he's Zohar, so it's Sam Tem, the Sam is Sam Chayim. Och ser du det på sig så ju själv där ge Hashem. Vad är det Hashem och Joshua straight? But, that's the title that means. I think it'll be Elchubom, but it's sure the opposite. Kach at Teiru Shabbat Tzadik v'cholach on the Kefi Tvisosa. So also the title of the Tzadik Gemes, each one according to his Tvisa. Yesh Odom Shinasu b'in Neshama Chadosha min Yiskalas at Teiru. Person is a person who gets in Neshama Chadosha on the Neshama from the Yiskalas at Teiru. Yesh Odom Shuchas HaShalom Ha'itpach. As a person who gives the opposite. Teiru Neshama Chadosha, he has what gets, it's Neshama Mikoshlobon. Meshikosu v'tzadik b'in Elchubom. I call it via Kli Shalai, and a Kli Tfiso, so Tfiso Samech Shalai. Each one according to his Keli, receiving the Torah, means according to his Tfiso, what he can grasp, according to his Mech. The Zehu Klal Godel, this is a Klal, a very important Klal. She'iyaf Shalashim, Odom Li Hasig, when the space between Buddha Shalat Tzadik, it is impossible for a person to be Masig, to grasp, in the words of the Tzaddik, in loy shed tikin tchilo oispiris kodesh karoi, unless he was first misakin completely the oispiris kodesh as should be. Yazai yochoy li hoven velispois di bude shalat tzaddik. Then he can understand, be mastering the words of the Tzaddik. Isa b'zaya, Zaya kodesh says, siluka di yisoida ad abo ve'imo. Yisoida is the Tzaddik. Tzadik is this Allah to Abba Vimu, which is in your Sechel and Chachma. Shehem Echina is Chachma Bina. Abba Vimu is Chachma Bina. Shehem Yud Kei. The two ways is Yud Kei or Abba Vimu, Chachma Bina. Shehem Meichin, that's the Meich. And the Tzadik goes up to the Meich. Nimzak Shetikin Eispiris Kodesh Kodoi. When he's Mesakin, this Yisoid. This Yisoid is Bris Kodesh. When the Bris Kodesh is Mesakin, then Siluko to the Meich. As I am Moich and Shalai B'Shleimus, then the Moich is B'Shleimus complete. The Yochel Holden the Yibudei Shal HaTzadik, then he can understand the words of the Tzadik. If he had Tikkun Shil Kol Echod, Kachu HaSagosei. According to the way a person's Mesaka of the Yisbris Kodesh, according to his Siluk of the Yisayda, how the Yisayda is good, that tells Siluk to Abba V'Ima, to the Moichen, that's taking the Teifis in the words of the Tzadik. Here, Nachum Chigizah, Rabbanoiz brings a very important klal explanation. Because first of all, he asks, it's nidah from these words, that if Chas V'Sholeh, a person is not misakin of his kodesh, we can understand the opposite. As Rabbeinu Zal said here, if he is misakin of his kodesh, he's teifus in the words of the tzaddik. But how is he teifus? Yishon daki Hashem tzaddik miyechubom, he has some chayim. Neither that what and if his bris kodesh is not kadoi, so he gets from the word of the tzaddik chas v'shalom the opposite. So which person is safe? Which person can say that he's misak and bris kodesh kadoi, as Rabbeinu Zal says? Came like shapkas chayim l'chol b'ayu. Nobody has a chance chas v'shalom. He says that then it is like the it's put in the Kedamas HaZayda Kodesh, where it says that Kabbalah is an inyan of danger, sakana. A person who's not fit for Kabbalah, then Chas V'Sholeh can bring him more harm than, much more harm than good. So in that case, the kasha is who can say that he has perfected himself in Torah and Yidah and Kedusha that he can go and touch Kabbalah. If in that thing, Chaim Vitalzal says that to the extent that a person is mechuyah to learn Kabbalah. It's even brought in the Kunim that the person doesn't learn Kabbalah, he has to come back to Gil because he didn't learn Kabbalah. They didn't suck at it. So which person can say that he's fit to learn Kabbalah according to these requirements? So the answer is that, Yitzhak to Latash, the answer is that, meaning is this. What's the danger of Kabbalah? Because a person learning it would find things that he doesn't understand, and the Chas V'Sholeh lead by it. He'll object to it and he wouldn't want to accept it, and that'll bring about to worse, it'll bring about to a loss of Emunah, Chas V'Sholeh. So therefore it's very dangerous. But if a person, no matter how small he is, no matter how small his Mayach is, how small his Seichel is, if he feels secure within his mind, within his heart, he can sit down and learn Kabbalah, and whatever he reads, whether he understands or not, he will feel emunah shleima that these words are true, but he doesn't understand them. That there are sedus and pnimius in the words that he's learning, that person is fit to learn Kabbalah. Because he'll always be tailored the chisod and yediyah in himself. But the words of the Kabbalah he will say are emes v'yatzev. Nochet. So a person like that, to him it's a tovah to learn Kabbalah. So the oishes of Kabbalah are made, they give him the light, whatever light he can get from it, and the rest, the him the light is emunah, and you never live on it. Same thing too, no person of course is perfect. If a person, let's say, is b'skodesh, chas v'sholom, and not kodoi, a person like that, hearing the words of the tzaddik, it can be chas v'sholom yatzir sam chayim. Because he's not fit to hear the words of the tzaddik, since he hasn't got the keli to receive it. So merely he might take the words of the tzaddik and distort them, chas v'sholom, he wouldn't work out to his harm. But in case a person says to himself, I realize, be emes, that I am not fit, I wasn't zecher to take a bris kodesh, that I realize, but I will listen to the words of the tzaddik, and if I don't understand anything, I'll be told in my chisod, that my, I wasn't misaking kodesh the way I should be. But I listen to it with the point that my desire, my whole cheshik is to be able to perfect myself. The Kodesh of Levi says, I wish I was able to perfect my taking of this to a point where I was perfect, I can do a couple of words of the tzaddik. In a case like that, as long as his emunah is complete, then he can receive. Then the tzaddik can shine into him, even though he was not zech yet to take a bris kadoi. As Mishali says too, and then you know, the Gemara says that the early Yehudah Shlalishma, the person should learn Shlalishma even though because Shlalishma is no good. Tezis brings the whole thing about it's better that he wasn't born, created. Tezis Mechalim to the Kanted or Shvilsi Eskari Rebbe. If he learns Shlalishma, meaning for the sake of the Kanted, that he doesn't believe in what he learns, and it's better he wasn't created. But if he learns Shlalishma, but he has thoughts of selfishness. He wants to become a chacham. He wants to receive a kovid out of this Torah. But even in wanting this, deep down in his heart, he says, himself, I wish I could learn the Shema, but I can't because I feel that I have a natiya to want kovid.